Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring and that's my fine wife, Beth.
Yes, it is. Thank you. And today's scripture of do not be afraid comes out of Acts 27:24 and said, do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand trial before Caesar and God has graciously given you the lives of all who sail with you.
Wow.
Of course, that was with a shipwreck and he did not go down, and neither did any of the folks. Praise the Lord. And that's So today we're going to have a fabulous, Thursday?
Yeah, tremendous
Thursday. We'll have a tremendous Thursday.
And we're going to talk on today's call, 7 ways to find the good in bad situations.
That's a great topic, honey. So let's
Or you could say how to overlook and overcome the mess that we made.
Oh, my. Uh-oh.
First, you choose your outlook. Your inward disposition will always determine your outward outlook. That is why you have to be grounded in God's Word.
Mm.
We cannot let what's happening around us affect what's living in us.
Amen.
We're going to say that again. Make sure you got it, because it's a life-changing rich thought.
Can I say it?
Sure.
I'm going to say it this way. We can't let as long as the water's outside the boat, we're okay. But when the water gets inside the boat, we are not okay. And that's really saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Regardless of the adversity, no matter how messy or seemingly hopeless our situation, there is always an answer. And our answer lies in our outlook. Colossians 3:1 in the Message Bible says, he is your life. Wow. So if you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, act like it. Pursue the things over which Christ presides. Don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground, absorbed with the things right in front of you. Look up and be alert to what's going on around Christ. That's where the action is. See things from his perspective. That's powerful.
When we see things from his perspective, honey, we endure everything for the joy that's set before us.
It's called an outlook, right?
That's it. Our outlook, our perspective on everything that we're facing should never be subject to or formed by what's happening around us, but rather what's happening in and through us.
Wow. Second, don't let anybody else's situation affect your outlook. Wow, our circle of friends used to include people who liked to commiserate, people who wanted to hash and rehash a mess they were in. But our circle of friends, well, that doesn't include those folks anymore. Toxic talk and attitudes are contagious and infectious, like disease. And if you've been laid off from your job, you don't hang around the folks who've been laid off too to just commiserate and talk about how unfair things are. It's too easy to rehearse hurts and relive frustrations. Why relive something that was miserable? You need to get, it's just wasted energy that can be put toward finding you the next place that you're going. The dominant thoughts in our lives, meaning what we're thinking about, is going to draw similar thoughts to them like a strong magnet. We're thinking ideas and how to make things better.
Third, how do you get through the mess you've made?
Mm.
Here are 4 things you need to get through it. Number one, you must acknowledge that you messed up. If you're alive on planet Earth, you've messed up. For some, it's more of a habit than others, but no one's exempt. Number two, you need to stop living in denial. You cannot live in denial. And here's a fitting acronym for denial. Don't even know I am lying to myself.
Well, wow.
Number three, you need to leave the past behind. If you've been forgiven, you're just that, forgiven. So it's time to stop. Well, it's time to get up and stop looking back. Number four, you need to move on. Exodus 14:15, the Living Bible. Then the Lord said to Moses, quit praying and get the people moving. Forward, march.
That's true. And listen, even if it had nothing to do with you, which often it may not, we just like to deal with the things that people are feeling guilty about. The point of it is just go forward. And fourth has, you have to stop dwelling on the bad situations you faced. You may have been unjustly let go or just let go, but the point of it is, or let down or by whoever, but the point of it is there are times in our lives that Well, we just need to let those things go, a person or a thing, and move on. It can be a rough process, especially if it's a situation, a relational situation, where you really cared and someone else didn't, and they hurt you. But the truth of the matter is, and we've said this before, you can't control what other people do, but you can control what you do. And we just have to put certain situations and adversaries in our rear view mirror and get about looking and finding God's destiny for our lives. What has he got in the future? And believe me, he has one for you. Our trust needs to be in him and the word. Psalm 119:133. Psalm 119:133, New Living Translation. Guide my steps by your word so I will not be overcome by evil. And Proverbs 4:23 Message Bible says, keep vigilant, watch over your heart. That's where life starts. Don't talk out of both sides of your mouth. Avoid careless banter, white lies, and gossip. Keep your eyes straight ahead. Ignore all sideshow distractions. Watch your step. And the road will stretch out smooth before you, neither right nor left. Leave evil in the dust. So look neither right nor left. Be about his business. How do we watch over our hearts? Well, it's what we put in our minds and allow our minds to focus on that's going to have, it's going to affect our outlook. So we need to be putting good things in our mind, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Fifth, you have to give yourself a spiritual pep talk.
That can happen.
Did you ever attend a pep rally in high school or college, where the sole purpose of the cheerleaders or pep squad was to motivate your team's spirit? The number one purpose of a pep rally is to get you involved, even though you may be sitting in the bleachers during the big game. In the big event, you're not sitting in the bleachers or standing on the sidelines. You're in the game, and you need to be your most important cheerleader or pep squad team member.
That's
you
right.
Need to be. In the game of life, there will be times when there's no one around except you and the Lord. As a result, you must become your greatest fan, your own pep squad leader. You will be, well, it will be your responsibility to encourage yourself, but you will have help. First, Deuteronomy 3:28. But charge Joshua and encourage him and strengthen him, for he shall go over before his people, and he shall cause them to inherit the land that they shall see. If allowed, the Holy Spirit will strengthen, encourage, and motivate you to greater levels of accomplishment. But in the final analysis, you must be responsible for your own encouragement. Second, 1 Samuel 30:6, Classic Amplified. David was greatly distressed, for the men spoke of stoning him because the souls of all the people were bitterly grieved, each man for his sons and daughters. But David encouraged and strengthened himself in his God. How do you encourage or give yourself a spiritual pep talk? It's easy. Use the word of God to motivate you from where you are, where God wants you to be.
Or you can use us. Six, you've got to roll up your sleeves sometimes and do what's necessary. Some people wonder why they've never been promoted on a job, say, but it's because they do just what's required, never taking extra steps that's going to take them above the crowd, being seen above the crowd. If you want to succeed in life, you're going to have to always do more than is required. Titus 3:14, Classic Amplified. And let our own people really learn to apply themselves to good deeds, to honest labor and honorable employment, so that they may be able to meet necessary demands, whatever the occasion may require, and not be living idle and uncultivated and unfruitful lives. Look, God wants us to be fruitful, to do more than is required. He wants us to go the extra mile. That's the only way we're going to overcome bad situations that we face.
Amen. Seventh, looking through bad situations will bring you an even greater reward. When we show ourselves faithful, when we do not grow weary in well-doing, when we overcome bad situations, when we endure the mess of life, then God will lift us up and set our inheritance before us. Galatians 6:9, Classic Amplified. And let us not lose heart and grow weary and faint in acting nobly and doing right, for in due time and at the appointed season we shall reap if we do not loosen and relax our courage and faint. The New Living Translation says we shall reap a harvest of blessings if we don't give up. Remember, when we endure bad situations, God is going to lift us up and set our inheritance before us.
Amen. So, we're going to have a tremendous Thursday, right, babe?
That's it.
And
until tomorrow morning at 8:30,
right.
God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.